continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kufla Megimel, Siftazai. Mishach Sepomus, if somebody was afflicted with Bumus, Vahu Chayli Machmas Ravin, it's a disease that comes because of malnutrition, Vesimonov, and the way to tell if somebody's suffering with it, Shein of Chaos, his eyes get dim, Vani Yachlurais, he can't see, Machilon, so we give him Tirat Shir Panov. And this is the halacha for anyone who is sick, who feels faint, or somebody who suffers with diabetes, and he feels that his blood sugar is dropping, or in anybody who we see is not doing well, we just give him to eat to make sure that he's going to be okay. Sif Yudzayin, B'chol Elu Shemachilan Sam Shem, Sakana, whenever we give somebody to eat because it's dangerous, if there is not kosher food available, we'll serve him non-kosher food. If we serve him something not kosher, then near the yesh lachila pox pox mekazayis, we should give him to eat less than a kazayis at a time, if that will work. If a person is going to eat, but he's of clear mind, mavarach lafneim, a bracha should be made before or lachreim. And of course, if they're going to eat bread, they should wash their hands till the wrist. Av kiddush layasa, we don't make kiddush on Yom Kippur, even if it's Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos. There's no lechem mishnah, even if it's Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos. However, brichas hamazon, by benching oymiyal v'yavoy, there's a machloikis if three people who had to eat are eating together. Some suggest that they should try not to eat together, so there shouldn't be a question of birchas hazimon. And some say you can make birchas hazimon if you have to eat on Yom Kippur. Kot, says your test, katan ketanam, pchusim b'teish shanim, a boy or a girl under 9 years old, afilu imroitz m'gdasana k'tzas, even if they want to fast, so we don't allow them. We have to be careful that it shouldn't be dangerous. Once they're 9 years old and they're healthy, we do train them to fast a little. They should eat a little later than they normally eat. When it comes to wearing shoes and washing oneself and smearing themselves, we should train them even before the 9 years old. Interesting to point out, says the Mishnah Berurah, that even though we know a boy is bar mitzvah only by 13 and a girl by 12, in these halachas about training them, etc., the age of boys and girls are treated the same. Sif Chaf, Toiv l'arich ez apamir b'samim. It's good to smell b'samim a number of times during the day. Ulevarch lehem to make a bracha on them each time separately. Kedei l'hash l'mei brachas to reach 100 brachas for Yom Kippur. V'am n'kaz mach l'esich datoi. But if you have not forgotten that you already made a bracha, you're still under the influence of the first time, os l'varach shaynes, then you should make a bracha again, to have a bracha batala. A kain, tzarech l'hafsik, bein times man gadol. There has to be a significant time interval between the smelling of the besamim. She hesach hadas bein time. There should be a real hesach hadas between the times that we made the bracha. If somebody made a bracha besamim in shul, and then he goes home, then the halacha is that he makes a new bar minim besamim. If somebody made a bracha on psamim, but he didn't have a mind that he's going to be getting other psamim, so when he gets the new psamim, even though it's right fairly close to when he made the bracha on the first psamim, he does make a new bracha. And therefore it's good every time to make a bracha on different psamim. That'll solve a lot of questions regarding brachas. Certainly, if somebody has three very different types of besamim, Yisrei b'samim u'mina b'samim. So that has a separate, different bracha for each situation. But if somebody pays attention to all of the chazar sashats, and also a karmat Torah v'maftirin, and he pays attention to all the aliyas and the brachas of maftir by shachros and mincha, lo yachzu lo rak shalosh brachas l'tashal meya, he'll only be short three brachas from the 100 brachas, v'yashna b'elah shalab samim, and he'll only have to make three brachas from samim to reach the number 100. Sifchafal maskim neshamas b'yom kippurim, we speak, we remember the neshamas on Yom Kippur, not just a parent, but all relatives and rabbeim, one should remember them on Yom Kippur. Void lefishigam, because the skiras hamesim, remembering them, remembering the people passed away, mishaber u'machnia liba shel adam, that causes to be in the proper frame of mind on Yom Kippur. Void lefishigam hamesim tzrichin kaparam, even those who are not here anymore need a kapara, and that's why Yom Kippur, says the Darki Moshe, is called Yom HaKippurim. It's for both the people who are alive and the people who are no longer alive. And because we daven for them and give tzedakah in their memory, that helps their neshamas. K'risa b'sefri, kapalam chisrael eila chayim, that's referring to the people who are still alive. Ashebedisa eila mesim, malamit shemesim tzricha kapara, the mesim also need a kapara on Yom Kippur. V'noidim tzedakah b'avuram, and we give tzedakah in their schus. We have to give the tzedakah, we have to say b'li neder. And of course, to say that we're giving a tzedakah and not give it, it causes that the neftarim will have a claim against us. Also, if one just thought about giving tzedakah, even if he didn't verbalize it, the halacha considers that by nidrei tzedakah, even saying that you're giving a neder, thinking it may be a requirement to give it. Stock is most helpful for the neshamas of those who are not here. Kashen examines the hearts. And he considers if this person was still alive, and we are living to daven on behalf of those who are not here, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should treat them well, to my David Shispal Avshalom, like we find the David Melech daven for Avshalom, and the tzaddikim who are not here daven in Shemayim for their descendants, on the last day of Pesach, the second day of Shavuos, on Shemini Atzeres, Maskir and the Shamas, we also say Yisker, Lefish Shikar Mem Kol Bechor. The Kriya on those days, as Kol Bechor, the Ksif Sham and the Pasuk there mentions, Ish Kematnas Yodai. And we speak about giving Tztokah, L'chein Noidim Atanas L'Tztokah. L'chein and Shinoidim L'Tztokah, since these are days that we're giving Tztokah, Noigin Litna Bavo and the Shamas, we give the Tztokah in memory of the neshamas, sheskirim oisam alakim l'toiva, the Kadosh Baruch Hu should remember them for in a positive way, v'gam osonu yiskim ma'am l'toiva, and also we should be remembered in their way, b'schu yoseim, in their merit. And even at Yisrael, where Kol HaBechor is not mentioned on Shmini Atzeres, but in the Beis HaMikdash, in at Yisrael, on Yom Tov, the neshamas of the Avos and the Tzaddikim would participate in what's going on in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's an appropriate time to remember them, to say Yisker. V'nagin k'mishe yesh lo avim, the meaning is that somebody who Baruch Hashem still has parents, yoytzu beis haknesset b'shul haskaras neshamas, they leave the shul when haskaras neshamas are said. Many reasons. One is, of course, saying Yisker causes sorrow, causes grief. And if these people don't have to suffer that feeling on Yom Tov, they should. Another pshat is we're concerned that if somebody's going to say Yisker, when he's going to say, if he's in shul, he's going to say Yisker together with everybody else, and that might be a bad siman for his parent. Another pshat is if everybody's saying yisker, and this person's in shul not saying yisker, it's an inappropriate behavior. And another pshat is the ayin hara. The people say, oh, Baruch Hashem, he has still parents. There's also a minute there during the first year after a parent passed away, he should leave the shul by yisker. Another number of reasons. One reason is because during the first year of a person, during the first year, it's the neshama can't daven for us yet. The neshama still has to daven for himself. And since the neshama still has to daven for himself, that's why we don't say yisker. Another explanation is since it's just so recent that this person was nifter, it's going to cause that the person who says yisker may overreact, and therefore it's not the time and place. There's some that don't have this minig, and they do say yisker even during the Shana Rishona, with an argument that that's actually the time when the neshama needs our tefillas more than ever. And some suggest that the reason to say yisker, that they should stay in shul for yisker during the first year after the patira, but they should just stay in shul, but not say the yisker.